comforter, I would think, would always be thicker and usually filled with, in earlier times, with wool.
Mm-hmm. Would this be stitched or tacked?
Usually quilted. Mm-hmm. Stitched. Are you trying to talk about a feather bed? Is that what you...
No, that's right. Bed? Just these two things. What would you call bedding spread out on the floor? Say we're going to sleep on a...
On a pallet.
I went through this with my uncle up in Michigan once. Of course, the only term we had up there was make a bed on the floor. My mm-hmm. wife said, no, when I was a girl, we used to spread it down there and we'd make a pallet.
Yeah.
He was a railroad man. He said, pallet. Yeah, we have those on the engine sometimes when they come through here. It's P-I-L-O-T, pallet.
Pallet.
But my wife's pronunciation and his pronunciation mm-hmm. fitted just, mm-hmm. I guess it would mm-hmm. be just about like this.
Mama. Yeah. Precious.
You tell Pat I'm coming up there with a switch or a belt. Mike?
Yeah?
Upstairs, Mike. Your daddy will be home in a few minutes and this won't be so funny. Now I'm busy.
Well, good night, Robert E. Lee.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, can you just talk with Mom?
No.
No, where's my other one?
Mike, upstairs. Just go ahead. Now watch
what would
that.
You call the covering of a pillow?
I don't know.
The covering that you put over the pillow before you put the pillow
on.
Pillow slip?
Pillowcase? Taking? Oh, pillowcase. Oh, I thought you... Yes, pillowcase. I don't talk to adults very often. I sometimes have to think.
That's the way it is with my wife and me. When we're home, nothing begins until 10 o'clock, and then bedtime comes too doggone early. You know, I think this just chops about, oh, I don't know how many years out of your life. It really takes it away, doesn't it?
It does. Sometimes I think I really can't talk to adults.
And I get home and my wife says, oh, I'm so glad you're back. And I wonder, no,
Joe
just
said,
exactly
you
why.
Have, Joe had got home about 6:30 and he said, I have to go to a meeting. But thrill, thrill.
What would you say about the country around here? Is it flat or?
Rolling, I think. Hilly, maybe.
Anything bigger than hill around here?
Well, there are a few. Mountains out south of here and over to the east.
Do you have any special word for high flat land? Mesa, plateau. That's a foolish question to ask in this part of the country.
Well, I know what they are, but we wouldn't...
Just don't have them.
No, I don't think that if you would call it a mesa or a plateau that anybody would know what you're talking about.
How about flat, just grassy country?
I imagine we just say it's a flat piece of land.
Mm-hmm. The term for low ground down in the river valley?
We call it the bottom.
Almost gave that away. Almost said low ground down
yeah.
at the river bottom.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't say swamp, but we'd say bottom, in the bottoms.
Now, what would a swamp be? That would be standing water and cattails, perhaps?
I'd think it would be standing muddy ground. I'm standing, water standing on